Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Rock and roll radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Yes, indeed. Stay tuned for more rock and roll. We're just getting revved up. Welcome to Rock and Roll Radio on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. I don't know about you, Jeff, but whenever we start a show off with the Ramones, we mean business. We mean rock and roll. And I have to say, I love a rock and roll song that introduces itself, so I don't need to do any further work.
Well, as we always say, some disc jockeys don't understand what their job is, and Phil Spector on that tune takes care of that for us, doesn't he?
Indeed he does. That is an interesting combination of the Ramones with Phil Spector. Normally you don't hear the Ramones with a saxophone and an organ and the wall of sound, but I got to say, That song is the essence of rock and roll.
And I remember when it came out, everybody goes, could the Ramones and Phil Spector coexist? And I don't know if it's the best Ramones record, but it's an interesting Ramones record. And the most important thing about any kind of rock and roll is it interesting?
Is it interesting? Is it fun? And that just sets the mood. And we want you to sit back for the next hour and a half with us and do the same. Have fun on the Underground Podcast. I think we're ready.
Yeah, let's have a little fun right now.
We can never get enough fun. We can never get enough Ramones. And we can never get enough New Wave.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Jeff's New Wave on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. A charming little number from 1977 called Let's Loot the Supermarket Again, like we did last summer. And Rick, if we started off with the Ramones, who were anarchy personified, I thought we'd play a little New Wave trivia minutia there. I love that song, regardless of how it sounds, if only because the title is absolutely terrific.
A fun song, and that takes us to the other side of the pond, does it not? Is it Mick Farren from the UK?
Mick Farren's from the UK. That was on an EP, a stiff EP from 1977 at the height of punk and new wave. And we've actually played a little Mick Farren before when we played the Pink Fairies, which was also another one of his bands. One of those guys who did a whole bunch of different sorts of things from the early 70s, in fact. He's still out there right now, doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Had a band with an ex-MC, with MC5. Did a little work with Wayne Kramer of the MC5. Did a little work with Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders. And I just think that we should all consider about looting the supermarket, just like we did last summer.
Well, it goes with that Ramones mood, and I think it's also a good balance. We hear those New York rockers, and now it's time to hear some new wave from the UK. So But not to give people the wrong idea, we're not going to be stuck in the 70s in this show. A lot of good things musically from the 70s, but we've got some other things, some current things, actually brand spanking new music coming up on the other side of this public service announcement, so stick around.
You listen to internet radio, so you need to hear this message. This copyright royalty board rate increase you've heard so much about, the one that raises fees for us to play music to many times over what any other music-based media pays, well, here's where it stands. The problem is not solved. Call your Washington representative and senators. Tell them internet radio is not getting enough of their attention. Find their names and numbers at SaveNetRadio.org.
Everybody here comes from somewhere that they would just as soon forget and disguise.
Jennifer,
Mike Dowdy, 27 Jennifer on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. A set of, dare we say, modern rock. Started out with brand new music. I don't even know if the album's out yet from REM.
Not out yet.
Super. Thank you, Rick. Supernatural, Super Serious. The album is called Accelerate. And in the middle, Lake Trout from 2005, a cover of the Stones' Street Fighting Man. And I love that song, Rick. Mick Jagger, all of his posturing and all of his lifestyle, is actually a very, very, very good songwriter. And there's a little sensitivity there that the Stones don't usually give too much, pay too much attention to, but you kind of get it on that song.
The Glimmer Twins, they're good songwriters, excellent songwriters, and sometimes, actually, their craft, their songwriting craft is covered up by that Stone swagger that some folks can't get past. But that's an excellent, excellent cover. So two questions to you. First, what can you tell us about Lake Trout, if anything? And is there a challenge now for us to find a band called Alewives?
a reference there to our Chicago past, I think.
Indeed.
Lake Trout actually started out, it's never going to move that I decided to play this band, started out as a jam band, and kind of morphed into, like I say, for that's an awful term, modern rock, isn't it?
Well, I think that two-thirds of that set are new music. That Mike Dowdy is also brand spanking new and unusual for us in that both the REM and the Mike Dowdy are what we would call FM hits. At least they are here on the East Coast. You can hear them just about any day of the week if you turn on an FM radio.
But what's interesting to me is I think that all goes together. And one of the things, you know, when we do our musicology lessons here, one of the things we like to do is to talk about why things happen, why they are. And I think play those three songs together from the last 3 years, and you can kind of see in which direction that part of the rock universe went, so that you can actually have songs that sound pretty good, that work out a little bit, that have a little soul to them, and just don't sound like they were put together by a producer with a drum machine, and still get played on the radio. So I guess it still happens every once in a while.
Every once in a while, the magic happens. It just doesn't happen enough. And I guess the problem was in the older times. So you had magic every week. New stuff every week, even in top 40 radio before FM became a huge hit. That's what rock and roll was all about. That's what rock and roll radio was all about. That's what the Ramones were singing about. Do you remember how wonderful it was? And now, well, you get a couple of breakthroughs, REM, Mike Dowdy, but not. I don't think you could count 52 breakthroughs every year, if not more. And in the old days, there was just so much going on.
And but, Rick, where our listeners will find breakthroughs, or it is on Ivory Towers Radio, because it is all about the music. And there's Marlo chiming in, very much so. He's not a big REM fan. He's young enough. He doesn't know the original REM. He just knows the more recent REM. But he likes this one a lot.
Now, REM's been sleepy for about the past decade. But this new release is getting a lot of attention, and it's due out sometime in April. So just a couple of weeks to wait for it to be officially all the way out.
All the way. Well, listen, if you enjoyed that musicology lesson, if you want to send any fan mail to Marlo, he does like to get it, by the way, you can send us an email or with a request. You can send us an email at ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers, TOWERZ radio, all one word, at att.net.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Nobody does it better. Makes me feel sad for. Nobody does it half as good as you. but somehow you found me. I try to hide from your love, right? Like never above me, the spiral of me is keeping all my secrets safe tonight. And nobody does it better. Sometimes I wish someone would. Nobody does.
There you have one of the largest, biggest, hugest bands in the world doing a one-off, some might say drunken cover of Nobody Does It Better. Do the dogs think someone does it better, Jeff?
Marlo actually does not, has not seen that James Bond movie. Well, that's a Roger Moore picture.
It is a Roger Moore picture, not one of the great Bond pictures, The Spy Who Loved Me, and that's done by Radiohead. Nobody Does It Better, covering Carly Simon, I believe.
That would be Carly Simon.
Time York sounds appropriately off kilter there. Radiohead is a band that likes to make commentaries, and I think that song is tongue in cheek all the way through, and more or less with the theme of this week's show, having fun. Not necessarily doing a cover. I know several people who have heard this song. This is a more or less a B-side rarity, which we've been playing some A-sides this week. So this is a very hard to find Radiohead cover, and I'm sure they did it as a one-off, the type of thing that just having some fun in the studio, and somebody had it on a tape and said, "Oh, let's put that out." But that's not on any regular Radiohead release.
But only here on Ivory Towers Radio would we find that and play it. In fact, it's just the beginning of a James Bond treat, isn't it?
Oh, we have tons of Bond treat ready for folks. But Jeff, I'm just a little bit curious before we move on to that, since yes. Marlo was very insistent as we were doing the back announce on the Radiohead. Does Marlo have an opinion of Radiohead? I guess you said that he really doesn't like that particular Bond movie. And not much for Roger Moore myself.
But, Marlo's opinion of Radiohead is that their distribution system in the supply chain may revolutionize the music business. And, you know, he's an awfully smart dog. He's a terrier, of course, so I can't argue with him.
I'm guessing he reads the Wall Street Journal and a few other online outlets.
something like that. The Farrier mixes, they're very dangerous when you get them around the Wall Street Journal.
As we've commented before, well, since we're talking about revolutionizing music, one of our favorite bands this week, the Raconteurs, released something new. Nobody even knew it was coming until about a week ago. And so, again, something released very much in the same way as what Radiohead did in the fall. And it for bigger bands, this may indeed revolutionize things. And maybe that is a tease ahead. We're due to play some Raconteurs music coming up. But you're right. Now it's time to go Bond. It's time to go Bond in a big way.
Sorry, 14 is there. Shirley Bass is playing on Sunday, I believe, isn't she? So this one's for Shirley. Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever.
We'll be right back. this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry. Say, live and let die.
The world may not be enough, but I hope after that set, you've had enough Bond theme music. The world is not enough from Garbage. That is the band that actually did that song, not a cover, but we started with a cover of a classic Bond, Diamonds Are Forever, done by that British band that all the critics seem to love so much these days, the Arctic Monkeys. And in the middle, perhaps the best Bond theme ever, at least in my opinion, Paul McCartney and Wings, Live and Let Die. And Jeff, let me do this on behalf of Sir Paul. We dedicate that song to Heather Mills.
It's funny you mention that, not just for all the news events going on around, such as the divorce settlement and so on and so forth between Mr. McCartney and the ex-Mrs. McCartney, but whenever I hear Live and Let Die, all I can do is see the late Linda McCartney standing there next to the keyboard, playing it about as effectively as I would be playing it. With her hands, you can see her hands, right? And they're just bouncing up and down with, in no relation to anything that's going on with the song.
You know you're in dangerous territory here, and you're not in trouble with me, but there's at least a couple listeners out there who are penning you emails right now, and you've already given out the email address. But the love of Sir Paul's life and certainly Linda McCartney, very inspirational. So maybe no, she served a different purpose than playing the keyboards.
She always said, in fact, this is one of the things that we can get into a long, involved musicology lesson about McCartney and the Beatles and Linda and John Lennon and Yoko and so forth. But one of the things that I always thought was interesting about Linda was she admitted fully and completely and freely that she had no musical ability at all, and Paul stuck her in the band because if he took her on the road with her, he was less likely to get into trouble.
Well, at least he was truthful about it, and she was truthful about it too. But she was what she was, which is a vegetarian and a photographer, and she was a very good photographer actually.
So. And not a keyboard player.
No, not a keyboard player. As a keyboard player. In another life, not much of a keyboard player, I would tell you, but maybe you know this is actually a little off the beaten track for us. We would probably not comment about the Heather Mills McCartney divorce on the Ivory Towers blog, but certainly there's been a lot of discussion about it. How somebody who walks away with almost $50 million is still so unhappy, but. What can you do?
Well, the other thing, you know, can I get back to Bond business for a second?
Please, go ahead.
One thing we haven't done a lot, and maybe this is not the place for it, there is a better place for it, is for us to get the discussion of who was the best James Bond and which was the best James Bond movie.
Well, you're not much of a movie fan, and so I would have thrown that out there.
Bond fan, though. Oh. Bond. James Bond.
So, in your opinion, the best Bond?
Sean Connery, of course.
Yes, we agree on that. We agree on that. Are there any other Bonds that are worth watching?
No. And probably the best Sean Connery Bond movie is From Russia with Love.
That's a good pick. What about Thunderball?
From Russia with Love is silly, but the silliness is always kept under wraps. In Thunderball, the ending is completely silly.
Well, I would argue that most Bond endings are completely silly, but you do have the sultry Russian woman in From Russia with Love, so
that's very true. And I just, if we're gonna say silly, I just want to throw a shout out to Roger Moore and Tanya Roberts at the end of the when Tanya Roberts plays the environmentalist is. And quite possibly the silliest Bond movie of all time.
Well, we should probably write off the entire Roger Moore era as far as Bonds go. They've at least tried to remake Bond and put a little bit more grit in him to more like the original Connery version. They haven't come up to it yet, but not great films, but in some ways the Bond films are very much like Ramone starting us off. They're meant to be fun. They're meant to be summer films. You're not supposed to think much about them. You're supposed to enjoy them while they're there. And I think that's what they're there for. And maybe you have a different opinion.
No, actually, the only reason I had mentioned the Bond movies is perhaps I should write, or you should write, being more of a movie aficionado, perhaps you should write something about the Bond movies. And what should you write it for?
Well, I don't know if I will write anything about the Bond movies, nor about Heather Mills, nor about Sir Paul, although you have a great review of Sir Paul's last release on the Ivory Towers blog. And the big story in the Ivory Towers blog is something we've actually already mentioned this week, is the new Raconteurs release. And if you're interested in that, then you should tune into the Ivory Towers blog on the net. And Jeff and I are just part of the team of writers who put forth our opinions, not just on films and culture and rock and roll, of course, but sports, media, all sorts of items. You can find us at http://ivorytowers, that's towers with a Z or a Z, and all one word, .blogspot.com. One more time, ivorytowers.blogspot.com.
Can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. I didn't want to see you go. I know I made you cry, but baby, if I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back
lights are in the boxes, and the clowns have all gone to bed. You can hear happiness staggering on down the street, footprints dressed in red, and the wind whispers merrily. Of yesterday's life, somewhere a queen is weeping, somewhere a king has no wife, and the wind it cries very.
Joe Satriani on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music, in our Guitar Heroes set. That was a song called, a live version, Always With Me, Always With You. We started out with Jennifer Batten, If I Could Turn Back Time, and I'll make a comment about that in a moment. And in the middle, Jimi Hendrix, The Wind Cries Mary. I could listen to Mr. Hendrix play all day, Rick.
Yes, I could too, and it's, as usual, a great loss, the late, great Jimi Hendrix. I have to note, Jeff, you are being clever as usual. I'm guessing intentionally, because if you look at the titles of those songs, you're making a commentary. That's sort of an inside joke between us, and I don't want to go any farther than that, but a very interesting set, and my hat is off to you. As usual, it works on multiple levels. I think I should also mention the Joe Satriani was up for a Grammy this year for Best Instrumental Performance, but lost to Bruce Springsteen.
No, actually, I was just trying to match up the sounds. Now that you mention it, I look at it and go, God, I really am clever. Look at those song titles. I do want to say, though, that Jennifer Batten is from 2005, from a tribute album to Cher, of all people. And I can't imagine we've played much Cher here on Ivory Towers Radio.
We haven't, and you're ranging into my territory now, because I have the responsibility of having on my scorecard Fleetwood Mac and Peter Frampton and a couple of others. So you get the Cher, and now you're in competition with me.
Well, I just want to let you know, this is a record called An All-Star Tribute to Cher, and just in case anybody out there is interested, you can hear Lisa Loeb do Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, which actually does sound like the kind of version we would play on Ivory Tower Radio.
Watch out, the listeners will be sending you a note to put that on. Since that was a Guitar Heroes set, and of course I will ask the rude question, which is, do you happen to know who is doing guitar on that Batten song?
This is Jennifer Batten. She's the Guitar Hero.
Oh, okay. Well, fantastic.
I particularly wanted to find, because, you know, generally Guitar Heroes are men with long hair and accoutrement. And so I wanted to find a woman to play in that show.
Well, that's great. And if she has long hair and accoutrement, then that would also fit perfectly. Is it time to go to the part of the show where the bands all have long hair and accoutrement?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, I will make sure Marlowe's on hand, because he does want to hear this Uriah Heep song.
This is not a request from him, but a request from someone else.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
I see you running, don't know.
by request. Uriah Heep returns to the Metal Shop this week. That's music from 1971 and certainly sends us back. Does it not send you back, Jeff?
It does send me back. In fact, I was sitting here while the song was playing, trying to remember just how old that song was and what junior high school, grade school I was in when it came out, and you've just answered the question for me. That would have been junior high school, Rick.
Yeah, I heard that song the first time I was, 13 years old.
I think it sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Actually, it does. And as usual, if we're going to go way back in the vault, although we have played at least one older song on this particular underground podcast, if we're going to go back in the vault, we're usually going to go back and find songs that still could get played on the radio, which is more or less the whole point of what we do. This is the alternative underground universe of radio sounds. And if underground radio had continued, my guess is it would sound very much like what we do every week.
We can only hope.
Well, more music on the other side of this cross-promotional announcement, so stick around.
Here we are, high in the ivory tower, inside Ivory Tower's radio archive. Let's see what we can find here today. Oh yes, here's show number 7.
I hear the train a-coming.
Remember, that was the late Johnny Cash. Oh, here's a nugget. Show number 9. You can't miss the Sex Pistols in that one. Not to mention Ozzy in the Metal Shop.
Watch out, Michael!
Oh, and here's a popular file. Yes, yes indeed, the Western theme show. But there's an easier way to find them than searching this overstuffed closet with me. Just go to http://public.box.net/ivorytowers.radio. One more time, public.box.net/ivorytowers.radio. That's Towers with a Z. Check it out for the entire Ivory Towers archive.
Astronomical fans of alcohol, I believe I found a better way to satisfy. I believe I found
Yahoo! The Moody Blues. I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music and where we made an artistic circle from the Ramones. Do you remember rock and roll radio at the beginning? We started off that set, British Sea Power, new music, Waving Flags off of a recent release, Do You Like Rock Music? And in the middle, Rick, we didn't play any Canadian bands that I'm aware of today, so we got in and snuck in a Swedish band called The Soundtrack of Our Lives, the song Believe I've Found.
These days, Jeff, late in the show, we seem to be adding in Swedish bands, and so I think that's marvelous, and I was going to ask you if we were behind on our Canadian content quotient, and so maybe the Canadians will allow us to make do with the Swedes.
Well, I just hope we don't offend either the Swedes or the Canadians with that spot. However, we will make sure to get that Canadian content in next time.
Well, usually we have a pretty strong Canadian content. I think if you look at the entire Ivory Towers archive, we have more than shown the limelight on the Canadian rockers. I'm glad you mentioned that we have brought the circle full with this particular show, and so thanks for your genius in doing that for us.
It's not genius. I've only been doing this now for 2 years. I think I finally figured out how to do it in a passable fashion. I'm not nearly as bad as I used to be.
Well, that's it for us. Thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell. Please join us again next time.